Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Golder, and today Masechet Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Off, the 10th parak called Tadir. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, Tadir Mekudesh Eiz Mehem Kodem, between one item which is more frequent and one which is more sacred, which takes precedence? For example, would Zrika of the Tamid's blood precede the blood of a Chatas since it's Tadir, or would the Chatas's blood take precedence since it's Mekudesh? The Gemara offers a proof from the fact that Tamidim are brought before Musafim of Shabbos because they are more Tadir, although Musafim are presumably more Kadosh since they are Kabbanis brought for Shabbos. The Gemara replies, Atu Shabbos and Musafim Ahanai, does the sanctity of Shabbos benefit the Musafim of Shabbos only, with Tamidim Ahanai, but does not benefit the Tamidim brought on Shabbos? In truth, the Tamidim equally share the special sanctity of a carbon of Shabbos. This answer is used for several more proofs. The Gemara infers from our Mishnah that sacrificing Chatas or Ashim would take precedence over today's Shlamim because they are more Mekudesh, despite a Shlamim being brought more frequently, since it's voluntary. Rava replies, Matzik Amras, are you discussing a carbon which is merely more common because people choose to bring it more often? Our inquiry is about Tadir, something required to be performed more frequently. Point number two, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that if one sees oil being distributed in the Azara to Kohanim to be eaten, it can be the remainder from one of two procedures done with oil. If one sees oil being poured onto the fires of the Mizbeach, it can be one of two oil offerings which are poured onto the fire. However, neither can be from oil of a donated offering, She'ein miznavdin shem, because one may not donate oil as an offering. Rabbi Tarfon says one may donate oil. Shmuel says about this donated oil of Rabbi Tarfon, comes over Shiara of Ne'achoin. The Kohen removes a kometz, which he burns on the Mizbeach, and its remainders are eaten by the Kohanim. The concept of a donated oil offering is derived from a mincha. Just as a mincha requires kamitza and its shiraim are eaten, the same applies to an oil offering. The Gemara eventually proves that Tanaim argue about this ruling. The Rabban, who compare an oil offering to a mincha, would agree with Shmuel, but Rebbe, who compares an oil offering to nesachim, wine libations, would hold it is completely burned on the Mizbeach. And point number three, Shmuel says, HaMiznadav Yain, Mevi Mezafal Gabei Ishim. One who donates wine as an offering brings it, and the Kohen sprinkles it onto the Mizbeach's fires. The Gemara objects that he will invariably extinguish the fire, which is forbidden. It first answers, Kibui B'miksas Lo Shmei Kibui. Partial extinguishing is not called extinguishing and is not prohibited. The Gemara objects, Rabba Bar Avua said that one who removes a single coal from the Mizbeach and extinguishes it is liable. It first answers the cases where there is only one coal, whereby he completely extinguishes the fire. Alternatively, Shmuel's reasoning is, Kibui D'mitzvah Shani. Extinguishing the Mizbeach fires is different and is permitted. The Gemara objects that two brises say that wine donations are poured into bowls and not onto the fires, and pouring onto the fires is prohibited because of extinguishing. The Gemara answers that these brises follow Rabbi Yehuda that davar shem is kavin, an act which may result in an unintended transgression, is prohibited, and Shmuel's ruling follows Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar shem is kavin is mutter. Rashi adds that although it is a psik resha, inevitable that large drops will put out some of the fire, small drops may not. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara asks, Tadir u'mekudesh eiz mehem kodem, between one item which is more frequent and one which is more sacred, which takes precedence? For example, would Zrika of the Tamid's blood precede the blood of a Chatas since it's Tadir, or would the Chatas's blood take precedence since it's Mekudesh? The Gemara offers a proof from the fact that Tamidim are brought before Musafim of Shabbos because they are more Tadir, although Musafim are presumably more Kadosh since they are Kabbanis brought for Shabbos. The Gemara replies, Atu Shabbos and Musafim Ahanai, does the sanctity of Shabbos benefit the Musafim of Shabbos only, with Tamidim Ahanai, but does not benefit the Tamidim brought on Shabbos? In truth, the Tamidim equally share the special sanctity of a carbon of Shabbos. This answer is used for several more proofs. The Gemara infers from our Mishnah that sacrificing Chatas or Ashim would take precedence over today's Shlamim because they are more Mekudesh, despite a Shlamim being brought more frequently, since it's voluntary. Rava replies, Matzik Amras, are you discussing a carbon which is merely more common because people choose to bring it more often? Our inquiry is about Tadir, something required to be performed more frequently. Point number two, in the next mission, Rabbi Shimon says that if one sees oil being distributed in the Azara to Kohanim to be eaten, it can be the remainder from one of two procedures done with oil. If one sees oil being poured onto the fires of the Mizbeach, it can be one of two oil offerings which are poured onto the fire. However, neither can be from oil of a donated offering, She'ein miznavdin shem, because one may not donate oil as an offering. Rabbi Tarfon says one may donate oil. Shmuel says about this donated oil of Rabbi Tarfon, comes over Shiara of Ne'achoin. The Kohen removes a kometz, which he burns on the Mizbeach, and its remainders are eaten by the Kohanim. The concept of a donated oil offering is derived from a mincha. Just as a mincha requires kamitza and its shiraim are eaten, the same applies to an oil offering. The Gemara eventually proves that Tanaim argue about this ruling. The Rabban, who compare an oil offering to a mincha, would agree with Shmuel, but Rebbe, who compares an oil offering to nesachim, wine libations, would hold it is completely burned on the Mizbeach. And point number three, Shmuel says, HaMiznadav Yain, Mevi Mezafal Gabe Ishim. One who donates wine as an offering brings it, and the Kohen sprinkles it onto the Mizbeach's fires. The Gemara objects that he will invariably extinguish the fire, which is forbidden. It first answers, Kibui b'miksas lo shmei kibui. Partial extinguishing is not called extinguishing and is not prohibited. The Gemara objects, Rabba bar Avua said that one who removes a single coal from the Mizbech and extinguishes it is liable. It first answers the cases where there is only one coal, whereby he completely extinguishes the fire. Alternatively, Shmuel's reasoning is, Kibui d'mitzvah shani. Extinguishing the Mizbech fires is different and is permitted. The Gemara objects that two brises say that wine donations are poured into bowls and not onto the fires, and pouring onto the fires is prohibited because of extinguishing. The Gemara answers that these brises follow Rabbi Yehuda that davar shem is kavin, an act which may result in an unintended transgression, is prohibited. And Shmuel's ruling follows Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar shem is kavin is mutter. Rashi adds that although it is a psik resha, inevitable that large drops will put out some of the fire, small drops may not. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tzadi off, and our standard siman is an exit sign based on yitziah. So exit sign is our siman. So here goes. The Kohen carrying chatas blood and ola blood, who could not decide whether to go through the tadir exit or the makudisha exit to go to the mizbeach, look through the exits to see a Kohen bringing a kometz of nedava oil onto the mizbeach, while his friend sprinkled some nedava wine onto the fire. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen carrying Chatas blood and Ol blood, who cannot decide whether to go through the Tadir exit, that must be on Daf Tzadi Aleph, exit sign, Yitziah. The Kohen carrying Chatas blood and Ol blood, who cannot decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Makudish exit to go to the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Tadir Makudish Eiz Mehem Kodem, between one item which is more frequent and one which is more sacred, which takes precedence? For example, would Zerika of the Tamid's blood precede the blood of a Chatas since it's Tadir, or would the Chatas's blood take precedence since it's Makudash? So the Kohen carrying Chatas blood and oil blood, who could not decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Makudisha exit to go to the Mizbeach, look through the exits to see a Kohen bringing a kometz of Nadava oil onto the Mizbeach, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchokas of oil can be donated as an offering, and then what is done with the Shemen offering. So the Kohen carrying Chatas blood and oil blood, who could not decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Makudish exit to go to the Mizbeach, look through the exits to see a Kohen bringing a kometz of Nadava oil onto the Mizbeach, while his friend sprinkled some Nadava wine onto the fire. Which reminds us, Shmuel says, HaMiznadav Yain Mevi Mezafal Gabe Ishim. One who donates wine as an offering brings it, and the Kohen sprinkles it onto the Mizbeach's fires. The Gemara objects that he'll invariably extinguish the fire, which is forbidden. It first answers, Kibui b'miksas lo shmei kibui. Partial extinguishing is not called extinguishing and is not prohibited. The Gemara objects, Rabba Bar Avua said that one who removes a single coal from the Mizbeach and extinguishes it is liable. It first answers the cases where there is only one coal, whereby he completely extinguishes the fire. Alternatively, Shmuel's reasoning is, Kibui d'mitzvah shani. Extinguishing the Mizbeach fires is different and is permitted. So once again, the Kohen carrying Chatas blood and oil blood, who cannot decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Makudish exit to go to the Mizbeach, look through the exits to see a Kohen bringing a kometz of Nadava oil onto the Mizbeach, while his friend sprinkled some Nadava wine onto the fire. All right, so now it's time for four blabak Hazara. Daf Pezayin. So the Simmer Daf Pezayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks, golden Pez, that must be on Daf Pezayin. The creative Rebbe who built a Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rav asks Rabba, Lina Moelis Barosha Shomizbeach is remaining overnight effective in invalidating something kept on top of the Mizbeach, or is Lina ineffective on top of the Mizbeach? The case is where the Kachim came down from the Mizbeach, and the question is, do we compare the Mizbeach to the Shulchan? And just as the Lechem Apanim, the Shulchan, remain valid if they were left there for many days, so too Lina would not invalidate Kachim left on the Mizbeach, or perhaps we compare the Mizbeach to the Karka, to the ground of the Azara, where Lina is effective to invalidate Kachim. Rabbi answered that Einuin Barosha Shem Yizbeach, but the Gemara proceeds to demonstrate that Rabbi did not accept this answer and holds that Lina is Moelis Barosha Shem Yizbeach. So the creative Rebbe who built a Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground regarding if Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharz for a shir on whether it would be Makadish Psulim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan whether a klisharz can be Makadish Psulim to even allow offering them on the Mizbeach initially. Rabbi Yochanan attempts to resolve this question from a Mishnah, but the proof is deflected. So the creative Rebbe who built a Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharz for a shear on whether it would be Mekadosh Psulim, and held another one holding a puzzle carbon in the air above the Mizbeach to discuss whether the carbon is considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, Avir Mizbeach, k'mizbeach nami or lo? Is airspace above the Mizbeach considered like the Mizbeach or not? If invalid kachim were held in the airspace above the Mizbeach, is it considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down? Daf Peches, so the Siman Daf Peches is a pach, a garbage can or a dustbin. So here goes. The little Kohen boy who practiced doing a vote using his new garbage can, that must mean we're on Daf Peches, pach, dustbin, garbage can. The little Kohen boy who practiced doing avodah using his new garbage can as a klishar is knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, which reminds us, Shmuel said, klisharis ein mekadshin el shleim. Klisharis only sanctify when they are whole. Ein mekadshin el molein. They only sanctify when they are full. And ein mekadshin el matochan. They only sanctify from their interior. So, the little Kohen boy who practiced doing avodah using his new garbage can as a klishar is knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klishar's can that was punctured into his garbage can, which reminds us, we learned that klishars and big dekohun are not repaired or laundered because ain't anias b'malkam ashiras. So the little Kohen boy who practiced doing avodah using his new garbage can as a klishar is knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klishar's can that was punctured into his garbage can, loved wearing his big day Kohen gadol costume, where every beggar was labeled with what it's mechaper for, which reminds us, Rabbi Anyani Bar Sasson explains that the psukim about karbanos are written near the psukim about big day kohuna to teach ma karbanos mechaperin, just as karbanos atone, af big day kohuna mechaperin. So too, the big day kohuna atone for sins. He elaborates on what each beged is specifically mechaper for. Dot pay test. So the simmer dot pay test is a pot. So here goes. The Kohen singing ke'ela and preparing pots, that must be run daf pay test. The Kohen singing Ke'ilah and preparing pots to be used to bring a morim on the Mizbeach in their order of Tadir, which reminds us, the 10th parak begins, called Tadim Mechavero Kodim as Chavero. Whatever is more frequent than another precedes the other, meaning whichever carbon is brought more often takes precedence to one brought less often. Therefore, to meeting which are brought daily precede the Musafim Shabbos precede the Musafim Rosh Chodesh, and the Musafim Rosh Chodesh precede those of Rosh Hashanah. This is derived from the Pasuk, Milvad Ola Satami Nesher Lo Satami Tasu as Eila. Besides the morning Ola, which is the continual Ola, shall you offer these. This implies the Musafim of Pesach are brought after the Tamid. So the Kohen singing Ke'ela and preparing pots to be used to bring a Murim on the Mizbeach in their order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their Kedusha, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol HaMekudesh Mechavero Kodem Zechavero, whatever is more secret than another precedes the other. Therefore, the application of Chata's blood precedes the application of Ola blood, Bifnei Shuv Meratz, because it affects acceptance, meaning the great Kapara necessary for Averos of Karis. In contrast, the burning of Ola limbs precedes the burning of a Murim of Chata's, because the Ola is Kalil Le'ishim, entirely burned by the Mizbeach's fires. The Mishnah proceeds to detail the order of precedence of numerous Karbanas. So, the Kohen singing Ke'ela and preparing pots to be used to bring a Murim on the Mizbeach in their order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their Kedusha, were shocked when the Kohen waltzed out the door with Basar Kachim Kalim before Zerika, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas about Basar, meat of Kachim Kalim, which left the Azar before the carbon Zerika. Rav Yochanan says the meat is valid, and the Gemara explains, since it's destined to leave the Azara after Zerika when it may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Reish Lakish says the meat is invalid because Adain Wagiyah's Manu Letzeis, its time to leave the Azara has not yet arrived. Daf Tzadi. So the Simur Daf Tzadi is at Stucka Box. So here goes. At the Stucka Box. Stucka Box? That must be on Daf Tzadi. At the Stucka Box outside the Azara, where Emurim of Kachim Kalim were taken before the Zrikas Adam was done, which reminds us, the Gemara suggests that Ravina Bar Shila's ruling that Emurim of Kachim Kalim, which left the Azara before Zrika, are invalidated, is a Malchukas Hanaim, in a Brice where Beliezer says that such Emurim are not subject to Me'ila even after Zrika, which usually makes Emurim subject to Me'ila, and one is not Chayev for eating them as Pigal Noser or Waltame, since the Zrika was not effective for them. Rabbi Akiva says they are subject to Me'ila, and one is Chayev for eating them as Pigal Noser or Waltame. So at the Tztaka Box outside the Azor, where Emurim of Kachim Kalim were taken before the Zrika Zadam was done, Achata Zaov dropped in a coin in the Pushka first, followed by an Ola Lam, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that Achata Zaov precedes an Ola Zaov. A Braisa darshans a pasuk about Achata Zaov and Ola Zaov being brought in place of one Chatas Behema. Behikrev has a share of Chatas Lishona, and he shall offer the one which is a Chatas first. Since another pasuk already says the Ola is brought second, why does this pasuk mention to bring the Chatas first? Rather, this creates a source for all chatos that they precede the ola which accompany them. This applies for a bird chatos to precede a bird ola, or for an animal chatos to precede an animal ola, and even a chatos ha'ov to precede an ola's behema, despite the general rule that an animal is brought before an oaf. So at that Stucka Box outside the Azor, where Emurim of Kachim Kalim were taken, before the Zrika's Adam was done, Achata Zaov dropped in a coin in the Pushka first, followed by an Ola Lamb, followed by a Kohen chef who prepared the Karbonis however the Kohanim preferred them, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked. Which reminds us, the Kohanim may eat Kachim meat however they like, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked, and Rav Shimon permits adding spices of Truma. Rav Meir prohibits adding spices of Truma, shol yavi ha-truma lidei psul, so that he should not bring Tuma to a disqualification, meaning when the time limit for the Kachim passes. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you win that clay shards are only Makadish, Shlemin, Melein, and Matochan? That's on daf? Peches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you win that clay Kodesh and Big Tikkun are not repaired or laundered because Ananias, but Makam Ashiris? That's on daf? Peches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss sprinkling wine offerings on the Mizbeach and the concern about extinguishing the Mizbeach's fires? That's on daf? Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we call Makudish Mechavero? Kodem is Chavero. That's on daf? Peites. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn about performing Hepshet V'Nituach on top of the Mizbeach if a carbon was shechted there? That's on daf? Pehe. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss whether Lina Moelis Barosho Shel Mizbeach? That's on daf? Zion. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a machlokas if one donates shemen as an offering and then what is done with the shemen offering? That's on daf? Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that the big day kahuna are mechaper for specific averos? That's on daf? Peches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have the question, tadir or makudish, eiz mehem kodem, which takes precedence, tadir or makudish? That's on daf? Tzadi Aleph. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss at different times when the Truma Sedeshin is done during the year on Yom Kippur and on the Regalim? That's on daf? Peivav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.